Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
That learning is good.
Oh, no. Is this the Norwegian?
Food it by bit over vondit. Okay, David.
Oh,
Summers,
my gosh. Oh.
Producer.
My grandfather
would
be so proud.
That was indeed the Norwegian national anthem.
That did not even sound like words to me. I have no idea what that was, but that was just beautiful.
Someday
beautiful.
Just, I'm sure you're crying. I know that. Just
I'm crying inside. I'm crying inside.
I have the voice of angels. So
I'm crying with laughter.
It's
sweet though. I shouldn't mock you.
You know.
You know what? I should celebrate you for being so into your own history. I'm adopted, so I don't really know all of mine. You know, everyone else in my family can be like, "Oh yeah, we've got this German background." I was like, "Well, yeah, you do."
it's great to have that Norwegian blood in me. My grandmother lived to the ripe age of 107.
Wow.
And we lost her just a couple of years ago, but had it going on till the last day.
Oh yeah, you used to talk about her all the time.
Oh,
tell
just
me all
hilarious.
The
yeah, I'd have to take her to the
scandals she was involved in.
Yeah, every fall we'd take her to the Sons of Norway and go for the lutefisk, the lutefisk feed, and
that's
and,
what kept her around so long.
I know.
That
I said you're not
process.
Old, you're pickled.
That's yes, right. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And then there's that whatever that drink was she had Akavit. To take. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, and she had a bit of that too. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
What's that joke? I said, what do you do when you get a cold? I drink Akavit. And it's like, well, what do you do if you're just kind of like get the flu? Well, then I'll have whiskey. I go, you know, what about water? I said, no, I've never been that sick.
Nice. My
anyway,
kind of lady.
That's right. By the way, this is a live call-in show.
Yes.
So if you have questions or if you'd like to sing the Norwegian national anthem, call us up. You can reach us at toll-free at 866-712-1300.
You want someone else to sing that anthem?
I would love to hear that. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing the words, even though you would never know.
That's what I was saying. It's
but
like,
there's somebody
although
out
you
there
didn't
that
sound like
know.
You were quite matching what was playing on the sound
they might
there.
Have it wrong.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well,
if you can convince Mara to do it, I'll be quite impressed.
Come on, Mara.
She's, no, thanks.
Yeah, there's a lot of head shaking going on. Like, no.
Right. Well, back to our guests. So we have Mara Fixdal here with Communities and Schools, another fellow Norwegian.
Right.
And so I'm fascinated by this program. So I was not aware that there's a mentoring program, not just in Renton, but it's throughout many of our communities in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great program. So give us some stats, Mara. How is it working? How's the program success? How's the success of it?
So, like I mentioned before, we've been doing this for 20 years, and we've had over 1,000 matches during that time, mentors and mentees meeting together, which sounds like kind of a low number, but when you think about a lot of our mentors and mentees follow each other through the years, so... our average mentor stays with the program for 5 years, which is pretty great for volunteers.
That is really great.
Yeah, yeah. And so they often follow their mentees, you know, they're matched maybe in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up following their mentees all the way through. Hopefully, we always hope for graduation.
Sure.
So we're graduating two mentees this year from Hazen High School.
Yeah.
And they have both been with their mentors for, I think, one for five and one for 7 years.
Oh, that's excellent.
Which is pretty amazing.
That's really, really cool.
So we have just about 100 mentors in our program right now. We need more, many, many more. I could easily match double that. But unfortunately, our mentor and volunteering has gone down in the past couple of years. So I'm really hoping by doing, you know, more of this outreach that we can really talk to people and impress upon them that this is an hour a week. It's an hour a week, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a very, very low commitment for extremely high reward. We do ask our mentors to volunteer for a school year because we do – this mentoring is long-term because of the students
that that we serve. Only 9 or 10 months, though.
Right.
It's not even a full year,
It's not even a full year. And most of our mentors are working people, and they find that they can make the time for an hour a week. Our schedules are very flexible. It does have to be during the school day. That's important for listeners to understand.
Sure.
And
so how do they work that into a school day, though?
Well, one of the amazing things about our program is we have those on-site site coordinators. And so they work with the teachers, the staff, and the mentor to find the time that will work the best for everyone. So we just avoid, during the student's day, we avoid core courses. So we try not to get into their reading or math time. Or if they're older students like middle school and high school, same those, you know, classes that are really critical. All classes are critical, but sometimes
right, if they're paramount for the graduation requirements and things.
So often mentors and mentees might meet during PE, or they might meet during another class that missing once a week wouldn't be, you know, a detriment to their academic success. Some of our mentors and mentees, as the student gets older, especially in middle school, might meet as part of the after school program. That is still during most of our working days. It's at 2:30.
Right. Okay.
That's important to understand. But it ends up working. We have mentors who come from many, many, many different careers, and we're able to work with just about everyone.
Okay, fantastic. When I hear even the after-school programs like 2:30, there's a lot of Boeing people that get off work.
We could really use you Boeing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get off
Boeing,
work at 2:30.
PACCAR.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
we
right.
have so many different.
Providence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, if I recall correctly, when you did your presentation for our group, you said you were specifically also looking for men.
We need men. We need men.
Among my girlfriends, I'll say that too, the single ones. I don't think they're looking for the same thing. Well, although, the guys who might sign up for this might be exactly who they're looking for too, they're single.
Yeah, if you're volunteering, that could really help you out in many different aspects of your life.
Yes.
You know, talking about it, it could be on your resume. It could be when you're, you know, trying to talk to a special someone. You can talk about the volunteer work you do and how great that makes you.
Right.
But yeah, we do need men.
Why specifically?
Well, because our volunteer program right now is about 60% women and 40% men. And so many of the boys that...
Last I checked, we're about 50-50 on boys and girls.
We are. It's amazing. And we have about 50-50 in the Renton School District. So I need some more men to step up. They seem to be volunteering in fewer numbers than women. And for my
program. I wonder
where
that is. Any feedback do you ever get?
I think some men are a little bit afraid of kids. And working with
kids, they don't
that's
bite
sometimes
much.
What I think. Yeah, and these kids, too, I think it's important to say that they're not, most of our students are not behavioral problems. Like, a lot of kids think, ooh, at-risk kids, they're going to be, you know, really scary. These are the sweetest kids you will ever meet. They find out they're getting a mentor and they cry, you know, up until older students. Like, these are kids who are so desperate for someone to just talk to them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're not what you would maybe think of in your head as an at-risk kid. They just are students who really need attention. But I think some men, too, might just feel like, well, I don't have any – I mean, I'm just a guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you, just a guy.
Right.
You know, we need guys who can come in and just talk to kids about life. You don't need to be a Seahawk. You don't have to be some super business superstar or something like that. You can be you know, just regular average guy who just wants to go hang out with a kid. And we really do need more men. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we're putting the call out.
Absolutely.
Do we have that music? It's Raining Men. No, just kidding. Don't play it. I actually hate that song.
We need women too. I'll take women as well. But we do match men to boys and women to girls, so that that's important that we get more men.
So how do you screen? So if somebody out there is like, hey, yeah, I think I want to get involved in something like this, how do they go about doing it?
So what people should do is they should email me. And I'm going to tell you my email, even though my last name is hard to spell. It's M and then my last name, FIKSDAL at RentonWA.gov. Or you can tweet to our Twitter account, which is CIS of Renton, or you can get on our
Facebook. Of Renton or in Renton?
I think it's it might be CIS Renton.
Okay, I'm going to look it up right now so we can verify it.
Well, and you can also, we'll put that up on your blog, right, Reba? So you can also check Reba's blog.
Yeah, we're following each other. So it's CIS of Renton.
Of Renton. Oh, good.
CIS of Renton. Yeah. Okay, very cool.
You can also call me. My phone number is 425-430-6659. And what I usually do is people call or email me or get a hold of me in some other way. And then I just chat with them for a few minutes, find out what they're interested in doing, make sure the program aligns with their idea of what they would like to do. And then we have an application process. So I have all my prospective mentors fill out the application. We do ask for 4 personal references. Mm-hmm. We have to connect with those people before you can begin the program. And we do a Washington State background check on all of our mentors.
Good, good.
And the Renton School District has another background check that they do as well. And we work in partnership with the Renton School District to do our volunteer background checks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so then once they're up and running, it's just matching up the mentor with
training also.
All right.
Yeah. So once you get through the mentor, the application process, then we do a 2-hour training.
Okay.
And then through that process, we talk about what school the mentor might want to be matched with or the specific age that of the student that the mentor might want to be matched with. And then I connect them with the site coordinator, and they are off and running.
Very cool. And it's as simple as that. So this is so you don't have to be a specialist or a psychologist or any IST at all.
Nope.
As long as you're just willing to go hang with a kid for an hour.
Yeah.
A week,
go play basketball or doing whatever. And I'd like to say too, a lot of people think, oh, it's the end of the school year. I shouldn't do it now. I should wait. And I would like to say to everyone that now is a great time to sign up. Because the application process can take some time, and it's better to sign up during the summer and at this point so that I can get my mentors processed through the application process, the background check, and the training. Then you're just ready to go in the fall.
Got it.
Oh, that sounds – yeah, that I was curious about when we asked you to come on. I was like, well, I know it's the end of the school year.
Time.
So, okay, well, fantastic. So – I still have a few other questions for you, and I'm sitting here reading some of the paperwork that you brought for us to see of some of the stats and other things. So when we come back from the next break, I want to get into a little bit more of that, okay? Do you mind if we go through some of the things that you brought here?
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, because if there's some other things that you specifically want to get to, we certainly want to do that. But I'm looking at some of these numbers, and they look really fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pretty great organization.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hold
that
thought and stay tuned when we come back more with communities and schools.
Yeah, we're going to share this on Twitter in the meantime. Go look for it.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.